This week on the podcast for new all-age comic books for the week of October 2nd, 2019, Mighty Jack meets Zeta the Space Girl, Black Panther, Star Pig, Star Wars, and lots more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thanks for checking out the podcast this week. Would you share it with somebody? That sure would be super. You tag it. Hashtag Daddy Mojo. This graphic novel is fabulous. I think this is the third or fourth incarnation in one of the characters. Because this series combines two characters from two separate series that are each awesome in their own respect. You know what I'm talking about already, probably. It's Mighty Jack and Zeta, the Space Girl. And this is interesting because it is the team-up of the two, Mighty Jack, as well as Zeta, the Space Girl. In the last graphic novel, the final panel or two, Jack had just returned from conquering and befriending a planet of goblins, along with his sister and his friend, when they kind of allude to the fact that Zeta, the Space Girl, is about to join them for a quest, a magical quest. This one kind of slipped through our radar, man. I didn't realize this came out in early September. Oops! But this graphic novel is one we're checking out from Ben Hatke. And this, it says in the description that this graphic novel is going to be great for middle school kids and up. I would disagree with that a little bit because our upper elementary school kid has loved the Mighty Jack series as well as the Zeta series for 2 years. So if you've got a reader on your hands and they want something kind of fun, full of action, that's great for boys or girls, check out this. Is it a culmination? I don't know, because I honestly haven't read it yet. I just know that Ben Hatke's work with Mighty Jack and Zeta as a standalone in either of those two series is great. Really, it's the kind of graphic novel goodness that educators and librarians and parents want their kids to read. Bonus, kids want to read it because it's fabulous stuff. I don't think this is the culmination, but I haven't read it yet. So check it out and you tell me if you haven't read any of the Mighty Jack or the Zeta graphic novels. You don't have to read those first, but man, they sure are excellent, and I think you'll enjoy them. Plus, it kicks off Halloween month, that is. And there are some cool kid-friendly scares out this month. Not a lot this week. There are some great comic books and some great graphic novels, but a lot of the really cool kid-scary things, I think they're going to hit in the middle part of October. I'll keep you abreast of that. First up this week is Casper's Haunted Halloween. Casper, of course, not at all scary per se, unless you're in early elementary school. And that's one thing that American Mythology Productions does very well. They've been doing some Casper comics, some reprinted, as well as a couple new stories from Casper for a couple of years right now. And they really capture the spirit of classic Casper, as well as reprinting some of the classic stories from back in the day. And that's exactly what this is. This is Casper's Haunted Halloween. It is $3.99 from American Mythology Productions, and they're reprinted stories. So if you are a Casper fanatic and you've seen everything Casper, this is going to be old hat to you with new packaging. However, I doubt there are many old school die-hard Casper fans out there that have everything ever written about the friendly neighborhood ghost. They're probably not it. So who's going to dig this? I'll say kids in elementary school and up. For example, our 8-year-old kid would like it and find it funny and not at all scary. Our upper elementary school kid, who is 10, he probably won't dig it. He might read it, just for kind of comfort reading and kind of, hey, check it out. But he won't really enjoy it. I'll say this is going to be geared for those younger elementary school kids and up, and it's a reprint. So take it for what it's worth. It is $3.99 retail. Now we like this. We like cheap comics. And cheap comics is, price point. If it's a good classic comic that's reprinted, for a cheap price because it came out years ago, we love that. Marvel's been doing a bang-up job with a handful of their series, and my goodness, here we are, from the True Believers set. True Believers has been doing that for about 4 or 5 years, where they take great storylines and great issues or great introductions of characters within the Marvel Cinematic Universe or within the Marvel Comic Universe. Man, how ubiquitous is that? I think MCU, I think Marvel Cinematic Universe, when in actuality it's Marvel Comics, which has been running the ship for much longer. And that's what this is. This is issue number one from X-Men, where Kitty Pryde and Emma Frost first team up. This originally cost 40 cents when it was out, and the art in this is classic Marvel. It's beautiful stuff. This is what I remember as a kid. I look at this issue and I'm like, man, I wish I would have bought this for 40 cents, but I didn't. I bought something else, and that's cool. That's in the closet. So this is going to be great for those collectors who want to revisit something from back in the day. And I say it's going to be great for kids because if you go back in the time machine, like the comics back in the late 70s, they weren't that graphic. They had a lot of reading, but they weren't graphic. It didn't feature like graphic violence or anything like that. So this is going to be cool for middle school kids and up, even upper elementary school from a content perspective, but they may not want to read or may not be able to read that much. So this one's kind of for the fans, but we're a fan, so I like it. However, what DC Comics has done, DC Comics has kind of caught on to this, and they now have their own, I guess, less originally, it's not as clever in the naming department. They just call it Dollar Comics. So go DC. For the quality and the content, kind of a C- for the naming. This week has the first one out in that lineup, though. It's Dollar Comics Joker. And this is from 1975. This is when the Joker had his own monthly comic book that cost 25 cents. Very cool. I remember seeing this in stores. Didn't buy it because I was a little too young for it then. But check out the art in this. If you can see it, if you go to a comic book store this week, please, I invite you to, and just check this out. A, it's only a dollar. If you buy it through some of the links online, it's only 80 cents. And it's beautiful because it's a full-size comic from 75. And the same goes for it, man. It's from 75, so it's not going to be graphic, nothing, no violence that kids are going to flinch upon. They're just going to say, wow, it's cool, it's Batman, but it's going to be a lot of reading, so they may not dig it. But it's the Joker, number one. Steve Miller, eat your heart out. It's Joker number one. I think you'll like it. Let's get back to the future, shall we? This is Marvel Action from IDW Publishing. This is probably one of the, it's the go-to action line that kids want in comics now. I was speaking with an owner of a comic book store in Nashville, Tennessee, a couple of weeks ago, and we were just kind of chatting about what's cool out there now for kids to read, because it ebbs and flows. And immediately, the first thing out of my mouth and out of his mouth was this series from IDW, Marvel Action. Think of a Marvel superhero, Marvel Action Avengers, Marvel Action Spider-Man, Marvel Action. There's a series for your superhero, and Black Panther is awesome. It's great because it does not water down the action so that kids can't enjoy it or won't be able to enjoy it because it's too graphic or too violent. Yet the content is such that even those in middle elementary school and up will like it, be able to read it, and enjoy it. They'll love it. It really is fabulous. It kind of harkens back to me. Spidey Comics, if anybody remembers that back in the day. Except this is even better. Because Black Panther demos up to, say, middle school and even some high school readers who want some comfort food reading, maybe a nice, easy comic book to read that's just fun and escapist. That's the way they're going to see it, those older crowd people. But those elementary school people, they're going to read it and say, this is it. This is the jam. This is my Black Panther. And when they get older, they can kind of go into some of the older Marvel Comics Black Panther titles that exist, and they'll be cool with it. But this one, Marvel Action, anything in this series, great for kids in elementary school and up. And it really is one of our favorites. You can hear it in our voice. There's one more also coming up from IDW Publishing that we're going to touch on in about 5 minutes. So hang tight. Giant. Oh, That's not some cheesy pop ad, although it may be. Giant is a new series of imprints, titles, whatnot, that DC's putting out. Last week they had Scooby-Doo Giant, and it has kind of the old school packaging, where it's a 100-page comic. And that's a big comic. That's a big, fat, honking comic. And the Scooby-Doo Giant was amazing. That was great. It cost $4.99. It had mainly 70% reprints, but 30% new stories and new comic and new art. But it was great because I wasn't familiar with some of those stories. And the packaging is so cool. It's a graphic novel in a comic book format that's priced appropriately. This week has The Flash Giant number one. This one also, it includes five different stories. One of those stories, maybe two of them, are brand new. 24 pages of new stories, plus it's got some cool classic stories that have been reprinted. And I think the titular story this week is, or this issue, is The Flash versus King Shark. And I like series like this. We wouldn't really highlight this if it was Batman Giant or Superman Giant, because kids know that. Kids may not know Flash, and Flash is pretty cool. We've got some vintage Flash, like from the 70s and stuff here at the house. And it's neat because he is a hero that those middle school kids can relate to. Because he was just a dude who had these powers kind of bestowed upon him by a freak accident. So it's pretty cool. He's more relatable than some of the others, like Supes or Bats. I like it. I think you will too. Plus, it ties in nicely to some of the people that they'll know from the television show. Star Pig. This one kind of flew under our radar. And I really thought it was a joke when I first saw it, because the colors on the image, they look My Little Pony-ish. A lot of pinks, a lot of purples, a lot of dark pinks, a lot of dark purples. But this is a series that's going to go left of center to those middle school kids through high school kids that are looking for a comic book. And that's not really a demographic that may get hooked into comic books at that point in time. Because more than likely, they're going to be hooked in before they hit that. Because they would have experienced some sort of superhero title or something like that. And that's the benefit of some of these comic books like this one, Star Pig, because they're unusual. And they're not going to appeal to the same demographic. Case in point, the plot behind Star Pig, this is issue 3 of 4, is this. Basically, there's a 16-year-old girl named Vess, and she has to go spend her summer at summer camp, which a lot of kids have to do. But, you know, you got to figure Vess is in camp. However, something goes horribly wrong, and horribly not in a violent way or not in a apocalyptic way, just it goes wrong. And she has to go save the Earth from a lot of bad creatures, and she teams up with a giant bear who is also a pig in the parts of it. See, it's a weird series. It's very funny. It's very funny. It's very unique. It's not really laugh-out-loud funny, but it's a great little comic book. It really is. It, again, is from IDW Publishing. Check out issue number 3. It's got a heavy nostalgia vibe. So you got to figure if a kid in middle school or high school picks up onto it, they're going to say there's a lot of retro 90-ness about it. So that's also going to hook in some of the parents. I think you'll like it. Star Pig, issue 3 of 4, is out this week. Now, Star Wars. Wow. Is there some Star Wars out this week? But it's not the kind of Star Wars that you're thinking of. First up are these two things. They're two books that are kind of like, I'll call them coffee table books for the middle and elementary school set and up. First up is Star Wars Be More Lando and Star Wars Be More Leia. So got to figure Lando and Leia, they've got their own specific characteristics. And some people are certainly more Lando, some are more Leia. And it's going to appeal to those people who tend to think like one or the other. Who is this going to work for? Again, I'll say middle school kids and up, way up. Like if you give this to an adult geek, an adult Star Wars fan, who is more Leia than Lando, or more Leia than Luke, or wait a couple of months until Luke comes out and get the Be More Luke and Be More Leia and give it to two sets of twins. That's a great Christmas gift. That's probably coming out down the corner too. It retails for $9.99, and it's a book with some illustrations, so check it out. So it's not a comic book per se. It's a book. But for those Star Wars fans, I think you'll dig it. For those younger Star Wars fans who want to rediscover the sounds of great Star Wars battles, there are a couple books out this week. Star Wars button books. One has button droids, where you push a button and it makes the sounds of some great droids in Star Wars history. One is Star Wars villains, where you push one of 10 buttons and you hear the sounds of some 10 classic Star Wars villains. And there's this, Star Wars 39 buttons. This is the buttons that reproduce classic battle sounds from Star Wars. So you're certain to hear some lightsabers, some of the classic TIE fighter sound effects and things like that. They retail for about $25. Yikes! So they're a little pricey, but if you buy them through the links, they're $20. But for those younger Star Wars fans or those older Star Wars fans that want to get their geeklings tied into the Star Wars universe quickly and without hesitation, this could be the battle because it's going to feature some nice read-along pages with a whole lot of interactivity. It's fun, and I laugh just thinking about it. Now, this is a series we plugged it about 5 or 7 minutes ago. IDW Publishing does a bang-up job with the Marvel Adventures. This is one they're doing with Star Wars. Star Wars Adventures is a monthly series from IDW Publishing, and sometimes they'll do some nice little mini-series like this one. Star Wars Adventures Return to Vader's Castle. This is a brand new miniseries that explores the relationship between Darth Maul, Grand Moff Tarkin, and Jabba the Hutt. Vader's Castle. And I'm not too down with the lineage of what is Vader's Castle, but I know there's a great Lego set that looks beautiful that I want to own but can't quite purchase yet that is Vader's Castle. This comic book, it's a miniseries. It'll take you into that world. It's a great deal also because it retails for $3.99 and it's a steal from IDW Publishing. Where's your closest comic book store? Check out Comic Book Store Locator and just punch in your zip code and there's one within 10 miles from you. Also, share the podcast with somebody. That sure would be super.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.